Welcome to the OCR GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating topics in the whole specification, the eye. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the structure of the eye, how it focuses light, the pupil reflex, accommodation, and, for higher tier students, how we correct vision defects like myopia and hyperopia. Grab a pen because there are some key points you'll want to jot down. Let's get started. Section 1. The structure of the eye. The human eye is an incredible organ, and OCR loves to test whether you can identify its parts and explain what each one does. So let's build up a mental picture together. Imagine you're looking at a cross-section of the eye, like slicing it in half. At the very front, you have the cornea. This is the transparent, curved layer that covers the front of the eye. Here's something really important. The cornea is actually responsible for most of the refraction. That's the bending of light that happens in the eye. Students often forget this and give all the credit to the lens, but the cornea does the heavy lifting. Just behind the cornea is the iris. That's the colored part of your eye. The iris contains two sets of muscles, circular muscles and radial muscles. These work antagonistically, meaning they work against each other, to control the size of the pupil. The pupil is just the gap in the middle of the iris. It's not a structure itself, it's simply an opening. Behind the iris sits the lens. Unlike the cornea, the lens can change shape, and that's what makes it so important for focusing on objects at different distances. The lens is held in place by suspensory ligaments, which are attached to the ciliary muscles, a ring of muscle that surrounds the lens. At the back of the eye is the retina. This is the light-sensitive layer containing two types of receptor cells, rods and cones. Rod cells are sensitive to light intensity. They help you see in dim light, but don't detect color. Cone cells are sensitive to color and require bright light to work well. The point on the retina with the highest concentration of cones is called the fovea. This is where your sharpest, most detailed vision comes from. There's also a blind spot on the retina, the point where the optic nerve exits the eye. There are no receptor cells here, so no image is formed at this point. The optic nerve carries electrical impulses from the retina to the brain, where the signals are processed into the images we see. The eye is surrounded by three layers: the sclera, the tough white outer layer; the choroid, the dark blood vessel-rich middle layer that absorbs stray light; and the retina on the inside. Section 2, the pupil reflex. Now, let's talk about the pupil reflex. This is a reflex action, meaning it happens automatically without conscious thought, and it controls how much light enters the eye. In bright light, you need to reduce the amount of light entering to protect the sensitive retina. Here's what happens. The circular muscles in the iris contract, and the radial muscles relax. This makes the iris wider, which makes the pupil smaller. Less light gets in. This is called constriction. In dim light, the opposite happens. The radial muscles contract, and the circular muscles relax. This makes the iris narrower, which makes the pupil larger. More light gets in. This is called dilation. A really common exam mistake is to say that the pupil itself contracts or dilates. The pupil is just a hole. It doesn't do anything. It's the iris muscles that cause the change in pupil size. Make sure you say the iris muscles contract, not the pupil contracts. Section 3, accommodation, higher tier focus. This is where it gets really interesting, and where higher tier candidates need to be especially precise. Accommodation is the process by which the eye changes the shape of the lens to focus on objects at different distances. Let's start with near vision, looking at something close up, like this podcast script. When you look at a near object, the light rays entering the eye are diverging, spreading outward. The eye needs to refract them more sharply to bring them to a focus on the retina. Here's the sequence of events. The ciliary muscles contract. Because they form a ring around the lens, when they contract, the ring gets smaller. This releases the tension on the suspensory ligaments, which slacken. With the ligaments no longer pulling on the lens is free to recoil into its natural, rounder shape. It becomes more convex, or fatter. A more convex lens refracts light more, bending the rays more sharply so they converge on the retina. Now for distant vision, looking at something far away like a mountain on the horizon. Light rays from a distant object are nearly parallel. The eye doesn't need to refract them as much. The ciliary muscles relax, the ring of muscle gets wider. This puts tension back on the suspensory ligaments, which become taut and pull the lens into a flatter, less convex shape. A flatter lens refracts light less, which is exactly what's needed for distant objects. Here's the mnemonic I want you to remember. CCC. Ciliary muscles contract, lens becomes convex, light converges more. That's for near vision. For distant vision, just reverse it. Everything relaxes and flattens. The critical mistake candidates make is saying the lens moves forward or backward like a camera. It does not move. The lens changes shape. Examiners will not award marks if you say the lens moves. Section 4, vision defects and correction, higher tier. There are two main vision defects you need to know, myopia and hyperopia. Myopia means short-sightedness. A person with myopia can see near objects clearly but cannot focus on distant objects. The reason is that the eyeball is too long or the lens is too curved. Light from distant objects is focused in front of the retina rather than on it. The image is blurred. To correct myopia, we use a concave lens, also called a diverging lens. A concave lens is thinner in the middle than at the edges. It diverges light rays before they enter the eye, so that by the time the eye's own lens focuses them, they land correctly on the retina. Hyperopia means long-sightedness. A person with hyperopia can see distant objects clearly, but struggles to focus on near objects. The eyeball is too short or the lens is too flat. Light from near objects is focused behind the retina. To correct hyperopia, we use a convex lens, also called a converging lens. A convex lens is thicker in the middle. It converges light rays before they enter the eye, helping the eye focus them onto the retina. When drawing ray diagrams for corrections in the exam, remember, the corrective lens must be drawn separately from the eye's own lens, and you must show the light rays changing direction at the corrective lens first, before they enter the eye. Section 5, exam tips and common mistakes. Let's talk exam technique. OCR uses specific command words, and you need to respond to each one differently. If the question says state or give, keep it brief, one or two words or a short phrase. For example, state the type of muscle found in the iris. Answer, circular and radial muscles. That's it. If the question says describe, you need to say what happens. Use correct terminology and describe the sequence of events. For example, describe how the pupil changes in bright light. You'd say, the circular muscles of the iris contract, the radial muscles relax, the pupil constricts, and less light enters the eye. If the question says explain, you must say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, explain how the eye focuses on a near object. You'd walk through the full accommodation sequence, explaining why each step causes the next. Now, the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake 1, confusing the antagonistic muscles. Remember, for near vision, ciliary muscles contract and suspensory ligaments slacken. They do opposite things. Candidates often say both contract or both slacken. That's wrong. They're antagonistic. Mistake 2. Saying the lens moves. It doesn't. The lens changes shape. If you write the lens moves forward, you will lose marks. Mistake 3, confusing myopia and hyperopia. Here's a quick way to remember. Myopia, my eyes can't see far. Hyperopia, hyper means over or beyond, the image goes beyond the retina. Mistake 4, drawing light bending inside the eye rather than at the cornea and lens surfaces. In ray diagrams, refraction happens at the air-cornea interface and at the lens surfaces, not in the middle of the vitreous humor. Mistake 5, mixing up the pupil reflex and accommodation. The pupil reflex responds to light intensity. Accommodation responds to object distance. They are completely separate mechanisms. Section 6, quickfire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play for the answer. Question 1. What type of cells in the retina are sensitive to color? Pause now. Answer. Cone cells. Question 2. In bright light, which iris muscles contract? Pause now. Answer. The circular muscles contract. Question 3. For near vision, do the ciliary muscles contract or relax? Pause now. Answer. They contract. Question 4. What shape does the lens become when focusing on a near object? Pause now. Answer. More convex. Fatter. Question 5. What type of corrective lens is used for myopia? Pause now. Answer. A concave lens, also called a diverging lens. Question 6. Where does the image focus in an uncorrected myopic eye? Pause now. Answer. In front of the retina. Question 7. What is the name of the point on the retina with the highest density of cone cells? Pause now. Answer. The fovea. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. The eye is a sense organ that detects light and converts it into electrical impulses sent to the brain via the optic nerve. The key structures are the cornea, iris, pupil, lens, ciliary muscles, suspensory ligaments, retina, fovea, blind spot, and optic nerve. The pupil reflex controls light entry. Circular muscles constrict the pupil in bright light. Radial muscles dilate it in dim light. Accommodation is the lens changing shape to focus at different distances. For near vision, ciliary muscles contract, suspensory ligaments slacken, lens becomes more convex. For distant vision, ciliary muscles relax, suspensory ligaments become taut, lens becomes flatter. For higher tier, myopia is corrected with a concave lens, hyperopia is corrected with a convex lens. And the golden mnemonic, CCC, ciliary contract, lens convex, light converges, for near vision. That's everything you need for the eye in OCR GCSE biology. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. See you in the next episode.